There was an older man in the town, one of the oldest, and he was being interviewed. And he had lived in the town since his birth, and they asked him a very simple question. Have you lived here your entire life? And he answered, not yet. The incompleteness of life is something that we always have. We are born in the middle of things. When you're young, do you remember how new everything was? If you look at a child and the wonder that it displays upon the simplest thing, because they are seeing it for the first time and they're trying to figure it out, and they look to us, the elders, to help them figure it out. And when we die, we will die in the middle of things, and the party will go on and the story will continue. But for the Christians, we remember the words even of Taras Shevchenko, who wrote his poetry not simply for those people who were alive, but for the generations yet to come. The Christians always reminded us, yes, we do show up in the middle of things. Our life is often incomplete. We have that famous phrase, be patient with me. God is not done with me yet. But we also think about those people who come here. We often like to say in farming, we plant the fields that someday we will not gather the harvest. Someone else will. We build churches and buildings and houses, not simply for ourselves, but for where other people will come and reap the benefits. Universities, hospitals, and good deeds. I often tell parents, your words have a value for your children their entire life. Long after you are gone, they will remember your words. I have people who are in their 90s who tell me, Father, I remember what my mother and my father said to me. Never underestimate the things that you do, the things that you say, the things that you build, because they are not being built or done or said simply for yourself. They are being done or said or built for future generations, that other people will have some benefit from it. When the priest brings up the gifts of bread and wine to the altar, I pray for all the benefactors of this holy church. Did you ever think how much effort, time, and money people have put into this building, this God's building, so that we might have a place to pray, to baptize our children, to attend the weddings of our children, to bury those whom we love, to celebrate and to get through life? Yes, we live an unfinished life, but we do things in faith and in love for other people. Never underestimate the gift that you are for future generations. Slava Isusu Christu. Amen.